And I was very angry. And I threw all the household furniture of Tobiah out of the chamber. Can you picture the scene? He sees this and he just starts picking up chairs and chunking them out and all this stuff and says, bring the right stuff back in here. Verse 9, I gave orders and they cleansed the chambers and I brought back there the vessels of the house of God with the grain offering and the frankincense. What's he doing? Nehemiah is cleansing the temple. Does that sound familiar? This one who used his advantage for the advantage of his people now is involved in the process of cleansing the temple. Now, I remind you that this language is reminiscent of what we see Jesus doing in Matthew 21:12 and Mark 11:5, because the tendency is to say, oh, Nehemiah is overreacting here. No, Nehemiah is Christ-like here. He's addressing the real issue at hand and the compromise that is going on. One commentator, Derek Kidner, said, Nehemiah stormed in as violently as one day his master would. Throughout this chapter, he stands out from his contemporaries by his refusal to allow for a moment that holiness is negotiable or that custom can hallow anything. You see, the issue is direct disobedience to the words that God has given them. See, the question is always one of lordship. Who is Lord? Who will you serve? Jesus tells us no one can serve two masters. You can't serve yourself and serve the Lord. You cannot serve others and serve the Lord. When we mean serve, we mean give yourself over to. Declare what you need for contentment and happiness and joy. You can't provide that for yourself. So you can't say, I don't think God's on the right track here. I'll do it my way because I will have more satisfaction. Or I know what God has said, but if I get in with that person, then things will be better for me. That is an issue of lordship. Who is Lord? Jesus or you? Who is Lord? Jesus or your desires? Who is Lord? Jesus or your inclinations in your gut?